That's the Clash. You get this around the nation on Triple M. Good morning, everybody. It's me, Tony Martin, and Camberley's here. You can win
40 shots of spirits, 5 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of vodka, and a case of beer.
Sorry, that was Greg Fleet's getting out of rehab prison from the station. My mistake. April has gone nuts.
Tone, brilliant.
Ever since we gave out that address.
It's bizarre. Hey, when you give people a way of entering, the way they enter, it's amazing.
Well, look, we don't want to just always talk cable at the start of the show, so we'll be talking that later. Sizzle it up. In the meantime, what's going on around the world? Apparently, big news from around the world. I'm looking for it. What have we got here? Oh, from Washington, a global scientific effort to catalogue all living species has topped the 1 million mark. I'll give that a couple of years. It's a shrinking catalogue, isn't it? 6 years into the program, the total has reached 1,009,000. By 2020, that total is expected to reach 12.
Yes, hopefully.
Why would you want to be cataloguing species? That's a waste of time.
You're never going to sell any hardcover books that way. Yeah. Guinness Book of Records, way out there, too many records, more records all the time. Yeah. The species book, no one wants to flip through a million pages, Rich.
You so don't need a million.
Down to under 40, one port per book, yeah. You know?
More carbon emissions, I'd say. They'll make that book shorter.
There we go.
Okay. What was the other book you just mentioned there?
The Guinness.
Guinness Book of Records.
Guinness. Pronounce it the Guinness, though. Or the Guinness.
The Guinness Book of Records.
It's early.
Where my envelope?
It's very early. Very early.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I haven't had my soup.
Just
Frankie Valley Records.
Frankie Valley Records. Okay. I feel a pun emerging. Please stop now.
Okay.
I love that guy. Where is the guy with the 52 cigarettes in the mouth?
He's not. I haven't seen him for a while. Is he retired?
No.
I think they're just nicotine patches now.
I
don't think they can donate anymore.
Has he ever got a bowling ball in the mouth? That'd be impressive.
That's not carcinogenic at all.
No, that's what I mean.
That's much healthier.
Incredible.
What else is going on around the world?
Wolverhampton. This is the greatest, the one that we've been going on and on about. When I say we, I mean me.
Yeah.
Of the greatest news story ever told. Ready? Moggy catches bus. A cat has stunned bus drivers by commuting on a busy bus route for most days for 3 months. The mystery cat jumps on board the number 331 service in Wolverhampton, rides at two stops down the road before leaping off near a fish and chip shop.
Every day.
What does it do then?
What? He goes to work.
It's amazing.
It's got to muck in. It's got to clean the chip there.
How does it get home?
Well, he normally rides the bike. Maybe he rides the bike home.
I think lost his license for drink driving. Let's catch the bus now. Look at this. As soon as I open the doors, the driver, somebody, says, as soon as I open the doors, he jumps on. He seems to like it.
Yeah.
The cat's out at the front. He waited patiently for the right stop and then got off.
It's amazing.
The only problem is, ready? He never pays.
Hey! They just open the doors. And then the cat goes,
Browse.
People, commuters go, come on!
Anyone?
Was it funny yesterday, cat?
How cute is that?
That was the story you were sizzling up.
Our opening thing for 2 weeks. No way, Tony. The people are with me on this. Imagine the doors open. Little cat gets on and sits up on the front.
Cologne.
That is impressive.
That's good.
In Cologne, a German brothel is offering half price to people who can prove they are over 66.
If it was a dog, you would have liked it. What?
You've got to think of a way of proving that you're over 66 so you can get half price at the brothel.
Look,
I wrote this insane letter complaining about pronunciation to Der Spiegel.
Right, you're in. In you come, young man.
What else is going on around the world, Mr. Marsland?
Oh, this is interesting. Disneyland.
That's a country.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, can we say California?
California.
Same-sex couples are now allowed to exchange vows at Disneyland.
Oh,
isn't that amazing? That's amazing news.
Yeah, really. It is.
So they've got some sort of registry at Disneyland. Just in case Disneyland couldn't get any gayer, what they're doing is opening the arms to all kinds of same-sex couples absolutely everywhere. It's wonderful. It's progressive. It's moved forward.
Very progressive.
Great stuff.
Same species couples? Are they allowed?
There we go.
What about this? Speaking of, gayness, mincing cops ban in Manila. The Philippines police has said that while homosexuality is tolerated in the force, they don't mind a bit of that. The swaying of hips while on the beach could be grounds for dismissal.
Absolutely.
Teabagging during interrogation will not be tolerated.
Oh. How are you meant to get a confession?
Arriving at the scene of a murder, it is unacceptable to shriek, "Oh my God, what have they done to this place?" Triple homicide is so retro.
Am I becoming offensive?
I had a flu shot this morning.
Yeah.
I'm feeling...
I think I put ice in it.
I am feeling really...
I had one too.
Quite weird.
And I had that thing where the sandwich guy's ringing his bell, the flu shot guy's ringing his bell. Which one do you
choose? There you go. Got myself in jiffy with lentil soup in the end, I think.
Very confused.
Got a Freddo, though.
Pretty good news. Did you get a flu shot?
Yeah, I was considering getting a flu shot just so I could talk about it on the show.
The only one who hasn't been spiked.
So if anyone gets sick, it's
now
my
fault. Now we know what it is.
Is that right?
Now we know what it is. He's like, oh, there's like someone on the world's flu shot. It's just Marsland in there.
We've been injected with Marsland juice.
Syringes full of gear to try and knock us out so we can take our jobs.
The white dancing
Richard
Marsland. All right. Well, I tell you what. We are going
out, Roe. Do not accept a syringe from Richard Marsland this week, no matter what he says it is.
Last week was fine.
Remember when I took on Richard Marsland in an 80s
style? I do.
Let's recall those heady days next on Get There. Here again, this on Triple M.
Rich, what were you saying the B-side to that is?
It's called Punchlines.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even a joke.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, well,
really?
More of a back announce. Good joke.
Mm-hmm. It's got cut through, has it, that joke?
Disney.
We're trying to create our own publicity. We don't really get any publicity on this show.
No,
because we're on at such a weird-ass time.
And not the kind of... we're not the most photogenic of radio hosts you've ever seen in your life.
That's right.
In every photograph we've taken this year, I'm wearing exactly what I'm wearing today. Grey jumper, black hat, silly grin.
And you're holding the same face.
Yeah, I'm holding my copy of Zoo
in January. Encouraging people to wear a bath towel to work. I mean, we need to sew each other together for a week or start modelling.
I could start wearing Richard as a human skin suit for a year.
Yeah, so that's what we need.
That'll get us somewhere.
Something attention grabbing. And, so we don't really have a lot of a trumpet, you know, we don't have a trumpet to blow here. We're not really in a position with that.
A barrow to push.
No. We can blow our own slide whistle. Because the podcast figures have come through. People are going nuts for the Get This podcast.
Talk us through it, Tone.
I took these figures down to the publicity department. They say, are you dating a supermodel? No, that's not. Figures are not really something that we can sizzle up for the press, I'm afraid. Can you please go out with Jennifer Hawkins, Tony Martin? Then maybe we can get you into the paper.
Just imagine. What do you reckon you and Hawker would go and do?
Well, I just...
Is she into Criterion laser discs at all?
I don't know, but would that make me TV hopeful, Tony Martin?
I'd like to think so.
But the podcast, our podcast,
yeah,
is the most downloaded
bang
of the entire network and sister network.
Really?
Now, you go to iTunes in the chart. Like, we're always well down, like, about number 17.
Behind the tree friends.
That's subscription.
Oh.
But in actual download.
Oh.
I was looking, and I'm having a look at Kyle and Jackie O. Very popular show.
Excellent program.
It's on another network.
If I've ever got anything that I need to know about Hollywood celebrities or parking fines or speeding tickets, it's the first place I go.
Way more popular than this program.
Probably so.
They've had 25,000 downloads of their podcast since January.
Very good. That's a good... That's what I am one of those.
Then I go, how many has Get This had? Probably not that many.
210,000!
Yes! 210,000!
Yeah,
yes! Great. Can we get a word of publicity out of that?
We just did now. We just did.
I guess.
Right now.
On our own show.
To the people who are already listening.
So, thanks to everyone who's rallying behind to Get This podcast.
Thank you, everyone.
We do spend way too much time on it. Maddie and myself.
Yeah, I know.
Neither of us have children. No. I think that's the secret to it.
Yeah.
Podcast 75 goes up. And that's the other thing.
What's the other thing?
Like your other shows, your Kyle and Jackie O.
Yeah.
They'll put up 5 a day.
But that's
25 a week.
I know.
Only put 2 up a week.
Yes, but what are you going to do if Lindsay Lohan does something, Britney Spears does something, right, then you get a speeding ticket, and then you're on. Then there's a television show that you need to cross-promote. Those are 4 podcasts you have to have, Tone.
But
these people are in a bind.
But if we did 25 a week, would that mean we would have, like, 2 million generally?
Should we find out?
Let's not.
Why don't you get on the Still Knocks, give up sleep, podcast in your sleep.
Number 75 contains a fair bit of Justin Hamilton and a fair bit of Ross Noble.
Apple and Richard Marsland, the party cop, and something called When Boot Meets That's in there.
High quality.
We get a lot of calls, though, saying, what about the stuff that isn't on the podcast?
What about
the things you can't put on there because of copyright music, music you haven't been able to get the rights to. Yeah. I fought long and hard to get the rights to You Got the Touch for the Transformers soundtrack. The lawyers weren't budging.
Well, they're due for a comeback.
So this is something.
Who sang that song?
Dan Rush.
Dan Rush. The Steely Dan's coming to town.
Yeah.
Is it Stan Bush, maybe?
Stan Bush. Stan Bush, I think you'll find.
Because it's Steely Dan. Who else was it? World Party are supporting them.
Don't tell me Stan Bush can't get on that.
Party? Party are supporting Steely Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can do Ship of Fools and then Ship of Fools again.
Is It Like Today was a big song for them.
Okay, we've had a lot of requests. We've had a lot of requests for this.
That's why we get the podcast, kids. Because we talk about the stuff that matters. All right.
Here's something that ain't on the podcast. This is last year. Do you remember Passione High?
That was started by 1G Fleet.
Yeah, that's right.
On this program.
And somehow it took on a life of its own. And for some reason, Richard was called Ricky M.
Yeah.
Here's how it unfolded.
They say there's a place where crazy dreams can come true. Where every kid has been pushed around for years to make a stand. And win the school synthesizer solo competition.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh,
I mean, I'm a nerd.
I've been trying hard again.
That's right.
Unbelievable eyes.
We used to be mocked for our dreams and our mini teams.
It's so hard in times like now.
Oh,
it's gonna be different. We've stuck right.
Tony, what are you doing in here? Shouldn't you be outside playing sport?
Groundskeeper Gus, you're pretty cool. What with the KFC ads and everything?
You know it.
Do you think I've got what it takes to win the synth solo champs at the Estate for tomorrow?
Well, let me ask you this, young Tony. Are you down with your mid to late 80s standards?
I know the Kershaw catalogue back to front.
Well, in that case...
You're gonna
Bishop. Crowded house here. And get this around the nation on Triple M, the home of Caporal.
It passes the common sense pub test, provided all the mathematics and everything stack up.
All right, so he's on side now.
Yeah.
Come good. When suddenly the public get behind it.
When it's popular.
Here's what happened last night. This is going to sound made up. This is too good to be true.
Okay, I'll just adjust my chair.
I'm sitting in a restaurant having dinner on my own, very sadly.
Good job.
Dating a book. You know, the saddest look of all.
You had a book.
I was reading a book in a restaurant.
Oh.
And it's sitting by the door.
Oh.
So I'm sitting by the door. Four people are leaving. I can just see them out of the corner of my eye. Mm. I can feel them about to say something. And I go, Tony, Tony, where's your cape? Yeah, we got a cape on.
I've heard that.
I look up, four people in capes.
Really?
They've gone to the restaurant with towels on. Now, either they did, or somehow they spotted me,
seeing you,
went to the kitchen and said, can we have four towels? Like, that's pretty impressive in itself. Left the restaurant. I was there for ages. So if they had taken the restaurant's towels, how did they get them back? Did they go around the back and throw them through the window of the kitchen?
Post it to them.
My feeling is, they went to dinner in cape, four people.
That is great.
And, of course, I'm sprung without a cape. How embarrassing.
What, didn't you have a zip-up jumper? You could have tried to fashion quickly into a cape.
Wouldn't have looked cape-like.
Jeez. So I'm wondering what they're thinking.
Oh, geez, that wacky Tony guy on the radio. He might live a crazy life.
Yeah, they're thinking, look what we've done. He's the bloke who started it. Not putting in.
Reading a book by himself in a restaurant.
Ouch. I've had it a few times. Where's your cape? I normally just say, oh. Not cape weather.
But it is. The sun.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, I know.
It's so protective against the sun, a cape, because, it blocks out all the ultraviolet rays. Slip, slop, slap, swell.
We had one on for 8 hours yesterday. We all caked up for a full working day.
Yeah.
And I have never swept so many gonks and objects off people's desks in my life.
Why do people wear capes? It's insane. Why was Batman wearing a cape?
I'm telling you, bad guys, if you're listening, the new Batman film's about to come out. I'd love it if it's just the Scarecrow holding on. Got your cape. Got your cape. Don't.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
Honestly.
I tell you what, though. Here are some people who've been not only thinking but sending in photographs. Beck's got a devil costume on in her kitchen.
Yeah.
She's sort of poking someone in the bottom who's been a fairy costume. So it's a victory for the forces of darkness. Over here we've got Travis. Look at Travis. Using a lawnmower in one, and he's got a towel around his head as a cape, but it's one of those Las Vegas, shots of girls' bums, and then a $100 bill, and it says current assets. Porn art. And then he flipped over the side, and he's like, nah, look at that. He's got a whippersnapper out just to do the hedging.
That's good job. Nice swirling.
Lovely swirl on that. Brittany's sent us one. She's at school. Mm. Very nice. The people looking aghast in the background.
Yeah, are these going to be added to the gallery?
We've already added them.
Is that one of the blokes at the fax machine up there yet?
My
favourite so far.
He's not gone. Nicky gave you one of my looks. Has that happened?
The answer is apparently 12 sandwiches.
type at a computer that doesn't exist. There's a guy here reading the video, the manual for his video machine. Very happy with that guy. Who we got here? Jessica. Oh, look at that. Testing the pH level of a pool.
Oh, fantastic.
Every one of these people gets an authentic cable.
Yeah, there's only one.
Those t-shirts are right yet. Where are they coming from?
It's got to be
September by the time they get here. And everyone goes into the running, not the draw, that makes it sound random, into the running for the 24-inch iMac.
Just found somewhere.
There's a lot of people around the quite dangerous items when you're wearing a cape. Pool filters, fax machines, photocopiers.
Yeah.
Really got to be careful you don't get near a fencing apparatus.
We need some fine print.
Blake sent this one. And there's two photographs of Blake, holding a pool cleaning device in a cape, looking pretty good. Then he's kind of giving you the thumbs up next to the pool. He's obviously someone, whoever's taking the shots has gone, you're not going to win with those, mate. I'm going to up the ante. I've brought a costume. But in the next one, he's got a cape, a G-string, massive afro wig. Well, maybe he
doing something. He's removing leaves from the pool. That is the key. You've got to be doing something. You can't just be standing there. You've got to be going about your business.
Or maybe Blake thinks he can interest two different people. There's me, and then there's, I've got a mate who wears a C-string. He's got a big afro. Looks a bit like me from the side.
We have got great one. It's a very visual show. We will put these up on the website.
This is from Andre. This is the poorest attempt I've seen. Andre is just kind of leaning into the window of a cab, about to throw up on the driver, and he's going, "Oh, I need a cape. Got a towel. Don't have a cow. I'll just put an apron on the back of it."
I love the casualness of the stance.
It's like curb crawling or something.
See, the idea that, you know,
your idea.
I wear this every day.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. I have some fantastic cape facts, and this email includes a very interesting Richard Marsden fact. We will have to get to that later.
Okay.
Because
I'll steal myself.
This is a program on commercial radio. Oh. And we have not mentioned Big Brother yet. Oh. I think we're in breach of our license.
We are.
We'll rectify that next. I'll get this.
Of course, we're more concerned, and something has got to be done about it.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. We're in the next hour.
We're going to have an army popping crazy molecules on that stuff.
No, we're not. No, not David Dickinson from TV's Bargain Hunt. We're going to have Daniel Kitts in it. Hey, let's stop bringing in to Daniel Kitts in time. Richard, can you play the synthesizer with your arm?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, see what you can do.
Get a load of that, Cavalier.
Triple M.
Really.
Oh, nice work. That's hardly our responsibility, fault, or anything, really. I mean, honestly, keep your mitts off my mitts. Say good Charlotte. It's get this around the nation on Triple M. Andrew has called in to say his sister heard about Capril from London.
Really?
It's made the news in London, hasn't it?
It's good news. Crazy news.
What happened? I'm sure it's just the podcast has done that. She's flown back to Australia all the way wearing a Batgirl outfit. Hello! Steady.
The horns a bit like there, Rich.
Yeah, I know. We don't need you to wear a full superhero costume. We're just looking for Coast, but well done, that woman.
We were saying before that Tristan, who sent us in the entry of with the bloke at the fax machine in the very beautifully swirled on tone of green belt number, that's winning so far, we would think. Because why? Well, the acting is so good.
The acting is good. It's really subtle. It's just a guy who really hates his job.
Yeah.
And even a lime green cape isn't enlivening his day.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? He's got this horrible job. He just happens to wear a cape every day.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Good on him.
Okay. I still think we need to sew each other together or start dating a supermodel.
Or both.
It's mini sizzle. That's what it is. Talkback Mountain now, just before you hit the button. It's some kind of anniversary. It's the anniversary of the invention of talkback radio.
Pretty good invention.
Not on my watch, it isn't.
Sorry.
What do you think? So let's go back to the old 88 remix.
Sound quite old and retro now.
Yeah.
How far we've come.
How nostalgic. Last September, that was. We haven't mentioned Big Brother, I don't think.
See, with too many nerdy topics tonight, we've been talking, your films, which we love.
Yeah, sure.
Which we love.
And the listeners get on board with that. And they don't mind it.
They do. They like it. And we love them for it.
But really, people just want to know what's going to be happening in the Big Brother house. This room is abound, including suspicions that a dungeon is being dug beneath the Gold Coast compound. A dungeon, a medieval dungeon, do you think it'll be?
Jesus. You're going to have the rack and stuff in there. There'll
just be a lot of people standing around it going, "Do I look hot in this dungeon? Does this dungeon make me look hotter?
They all do good things for me. Does Dank suit me?"
The executive producer says, what he says every year, we're hoping to improve the moral tone.
No.
Including perhaps, note the word perhaps, older housemates. Not going to happen. Not going to have you. Don't see a lot of old people sitting around in the house.
No.
You want self-regarding, fake tan, empty-headed hotties looking in the mirror and asking whether they or the other people are hot and whether they think they're hot. And if not, maybe, maybe they might turn their gaze on the outside world and ask, which celebrities do you think are hot?
There you go.
And in between backstabbing.
And then straight to the bedroom. Tuna's on. Bouncy, bouncy.
That's it. That is the full range of concerns, activities and interests within that house.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's not great telly.
No one said that.
But what would happen? What would you like to see going on in there to shake it up a bit for real? Not the nonsense about, oh, we might have older people that they always say and raise in the moral tone.
Really?
If they raise the moral tone, nobody will watch. I certainly won't be watching. It's the low moral tone that's the only point of interest.
As far as I can see.
Keeps me in.
Sometimes I suspect a moral tone rising, and I switch off and call Channel 10 immediately.
Get that, I'll turn over to Antiques Roadshow if I want. You know.
I saw a guy the other day on the Antiques Roadshow, which is on for an hour at the moment. I strongly, strongly recommend it. There was a table that he brought in, and the guy took off the top, pushed a button, and the guy had never seen this button in his table before, opened up the bottom and had like these old antique flower arranging things. 17 like grand worth of table.
Sorry. Was anyone hot on that show? Well, is David Dickinson hot? He's certainly orange.
Well, the 60-year-old man that was, appraising the value of this antique had a pretty good rack. That was.
Should I get a burp, Liz?
Yes.
What's going to be going on in the house this year?
Well,
it's going to be in there.
All right, we know single mum. Don't even worry about it.
Sassy single mum. That's a spade of spade.
Yeah. I reckon there'll be an adoption theme this year.
Mm.
I reckon she's like adopted a few kids and they're like, like Angelina kind of style.
Yeah, right.
There'll be a sexy male doctor type. They'll be looking for a way to kind of cut into the Grey's Anatomy sort of like monopoly on male doctors.
Yeah,
and then they'll set up little things like, you know, Jeannie got a scratch on the leg and Bobby had to, catch it.
Right.
And then
that would have been in the dungeon, obviously. The dungeon. The punishment dungeon.
I actually think there's going to be a now. I think they'll bust out like a genuine old person.
Yeah. Voted out after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not hot enough.
No.
Just to say that they've done it.
Exactly. And a grizzly bear. I think that
they're you're being interested.
They'll all walk in and they'll all be like, so what are you, you're a promotions model? I'm a promotions model, right? And they, I saw you at the Grand Prix and the Jim Beam test. And then all of a sudden, a bear will be released. Them with these reactions.
What about, I don't know, cameos, celebrity cameos? Do they do that? They have the intruder.
Yeah, they always have a couple of intruders.
What about
more bears?
Every week, Phil Spector in a different week. Phil Spector with a loaded gun, just lurking around in the foyer.
Very nice.
In a different piece.
They're going to have to outdo themselves with Galen, horse face.
Yeah.
About a real horse. But a real horse
shaved down. Squished into that circular chair in the diary room. I'd like to see that. What about Todd and Brett? Let them in there.
That'd be an expert.
They don't mind being trapped in an enclosed space. It's larger than what they're used to.
Guys, can you stop going to the bathroom in people's hats? All right?
It's what we're used to. Give us some of that brand music. Brand, Todd, brand.
What about a smart guy? They tried it a few years ago.
Who
I knew from a university.
And he'll talk about the news. They're not allowed to talk about the news.
And as soon as you talk about the news, Mike Goldman comes on and goes, questions about that guy's sexuality. More after we've had time to cut together an incriminating montage.
Say it to your friend. We've got to get that guy in.
He's great.
We need him in here.
You know what I think they might get?
That's
it, because of the success of the movie, I think they might get a 40-year-old virgin.
Oh!
Because suddenly, the community is very hot right now, especially older virgins, nerdy virgins. They might get one of them.
Good one.
That's what I think. Or possibly, they had identical twins. Was it last year with the Logans?
Yeah.
Or the year before?
Yeah, the year before.
Siamese twins this year.
Oh.
I think the Siamese twins are very hot right now.
They are in.
In that commercial, they're in a TV commercial.
They've got to stack the fake Norgs higher. I reckon a mother, daughter, grandmother team.
With generations of Norgs.
You're listening, people?
You know what it could be?
You're listening, endemol, dude?
A pregnant woman who could give birth in the house.
No, they've done that. So they did that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean, what, are you saying that they don't flog ideas?
Sorry. No, we couldn't do that. It's been done elsewhere. What about Crystal?
And
she's kicked on. She's done, you know, we like to joke about how, knows where they are now. Crystal doing well in the Zoo magazine.
Well,
and I see she's come in with Australia, or no, the world's best art.
She won Best Art.
Best Art, like a poll of everyone in the world. Zoom magazine give the award to one of their own columnists.
That was lucky. That was lucky.
Yeah. Pierre Zuckerman won the Best Art of the Telegraph, so that's a coincidence.
Hey, all right.
Call us up. Tell us who or what you reckon is going to be or happen in the Big Brother house this year. Get this, 133353.
It's 52 here on Triple M. Get this. Talkback Mountain, the anniversary of Talkback Radio today, the invention of. So we're saying, what do you think?
I did something bad.
What happened? I spoke to Andrew off air. It was a wonderful call. Andrew, please call back. It's my fault. I answered the phone and hung up.
We're just asking who or what do you reckon is going to happen in that Big Brother house this year.
Jenna, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Right. What do you reckon?
I think they're going to release Tony Mockbell.
If you think Tony's going to make a heroic appearance in the Big Brother house.
Well, you think about it. That way they get the $1 million.
Yes.
Up, and then they can give it out to whoever wins. Who knows? Who wins?
Win-win.
That's why no one's been able to find him. So, you think
lockdown.
Yeah.
Imagine if they put down the Big Brother house as surety for bail. And got frozen in the court proceedings.
So Tony could serve out his sentence in the punishment room.
There you go.
Great. And then maybe every week add another Mockbell brother.
That's a good idea.
Horty could go in there.
I like Horty.
I like Horty.
Millad could go in there.
Millad.
Zippo. Week four.
Get them all in there.
Thank
all
you. Right. Thanks, Anna.
Bring me Antonius, who's going next.
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Not bad, yourself.
Good, man. What's going to go in the house?
I just thought you're talking about that doctor.
Yeah.
Have a steamy Nick Tuck action and have Beryl get a facelift.
Would you watch?
Do I watch? Yeah. I hope to see an improvement.
Yeah. Well, apparently she's getting a fashion stylist this year. I know Marty Sheargold claims that her daughter has been dressing her for some time. But apparently, no, they're getting in a fashion guru.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Muted tones. Thank you, Kieran. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
What do you reckon is going to happen?
Well, from what I've seen of the show, those people seem socially deficient, so if we jammed a couple of primates in there, no one would notice. Yeah, anything can happen. We might have to identify the primates if they wear a cape.
So you're saying spider monkeys in capes, and then just people asking spider monkeys, do I look hot in this? Thank you.
Yeah, that works.
That looks good to me. Sounds good to me.
And one of the apes reading a book. Confusing the other housemates. What's that about? Mystifying.
Okay. Hello, Brett. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, mate. What's going to happen?
Well, I was thinking, I saw an ad the other day of, it was Gretel Colleen, and she says that they're going to take away something that the Big Brother housemates can't do without.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, as soon as they walk in the house, find themselves in a vacuum sealed room and they take away their oxygen. The last one to pass out wins $1 million.
How will they enjoy that? Spend it on their funeral?
It could be like that episode of 24 when they all had to get locked in the boardroom because the place was filling with sarin gas.
Right.
Yeah. More sarin gas? Let's talk about it.
That's the answer.
Andrew, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, this phone thing is new to me. What's going to happen?
I reckon, the show's got a bit too much ethnic diversity, so we need to get Alan Jones to replace Gretel.
That's a good idea.
We can whip the crowd into a racial induced frenzy, and then if there's, you know, any people who aren't of, I guess, you know, the master race, they could have bikies beat them up after the show.
She's dragging the two-pack stand here with a flaming cross, and then John Howard off to the side going, I don't think there's anything racist about that.
Absolutely.
It's just saying what everybody's thinking.
Alone.
It's just what everybody's thinking. I've got a flaming cross in my house. What?
Good idea, Andrew. Thank you very much. That's it, everyone.
James, what should happen in the Big Brother house?
After last year's little incident, I think they should bring in a turkey.
That's right.
Hang on, where are you calling us from?
Get attacked by a Dalek.
Calling from a set of Tron.
Don't you want to turn your radio down, maybe?
Radio down.
Hey, thanks for the call, Andrew, and the weird echo of my own voice in my cans. Get out of here.
Thanks to everybody, James, who called in. Yes. The next hour of the show will be enlivened by the addition of our housemate, Daniel Katzen.
I don't like
Yeah, the listeners seem to be feeling loose with the language.
I just like to have clear parameters. Work within.
We like to create an impression that perhaps we're wearing tuxedos. The people at home might think that we're dressed for dinner.
No one in a tuxedo uses C or S.
Not at this time slot.
Now, this, we should just see what the show is. You're not going to be asked to take part in Battle of the Sexes.
Okay.
There's no secret sound.
Okay, good.
We won't be asking you who your favourite Big Brother housemate is.
Good, good.
What other things can we cross off?
Well, you do realise that this is the first time I've been in Triple M since I was completely silent on the cage for half an hour.
How did that go down?
Oh, they hated me almost as much as I hated them.
Oh, OK. Bit of a feud. Complete silence. At least you get to the music quicker.
Well, that was the thing. I didn't want to be rude, so I couldn't let words out of my mouth. They would have been just had to have been rude. So I just thought, through politeness, I'd be silent, which doesn't make excellent radio.
Well, we're not, excellent radio is not necessarily the goal here. Polish radio is what we aim for. Let's get things started. What have you got music-wise, Mr. Miles?
I'm a BCO. Can you hit the post, mate?
Yeah, you want to do a professional.
No, let's go straight in.
Let off easily. We'll be back on the other side.
Daniel Kitson does not want to say that was Boom Crash off air.
Would anybody really? It's the Triple M in the second hour again.
There's some more fake applause for Daniel, if you would. On radio. What do you want to talk about, Daniel? Let's see what issues are concerning you.
I don't know, really. I've literally just woken up, and then we got here a bit late because I forgot my inhaler, and so we had to go back to get the inhaler.
Oh, the Zinklin inhaler.
Yeah. Hang on.
It is actually here, listeners. We didn't make that up, so.
That was the noise of medicine.
That's right. It's good stuff, too.
There's not enough radio that preoccupies itself with the sound of treatments.
What about mystery treatment?
Flu shot Wednesday.
We've just had the flu shots. We're slightly busy because we got lured in for a flu shot.
Really? Who did that to you?
Someone over in the boardroom said, "Who wants a flu shot?" And I said, "Yes, please."
I think it was a work experience kid, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're mucking in.
Triple M really, really takes care of its people.
That's right. I hope it was an accredited position.
Yeah. Not something that was just injected into you that makes you only have one thought per break.
Well, if they could invent it,
they'd use it.
Yeah.
We've never managed with one thought per break. We like 17 thoughts competing and none of them ever quite concluded.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's just a lot of grubby thoughts just scrabbling over each other going, think more about me.
Now, one thing that you do when you come out here, Daniel, and it's not much of a secret, but you get onto the community radio and you do a midnight to dawn shift. Is that right?
It's 2 till 6.
2 till 6. Yeah. What goes on between 2 till 6?
Oh, I tell you, it is absolutely crazy. it's absolute madness. There is cups of tea.
Ooh.
There is times when you really struggle to stay awake. And there is an almost entire absence of listeners. It's crazy time.
You must get some callers, surely.
We've got a regular man called Greg who phones it in and makes things rhyme with our names.
That's pretty good.
He's good. And then that is largely it. last week, a man who called himself the Milky, he phoned in. So I had a lot of time for him because he called himself the Milky.
What was he up to?
I've got no idea, but I'd like the gamble that involves milk.
There you go. Bakers, that's a big demographic at that time.
Hey?
Bakers.
But they can't be phoning in a radio station. They've got to be kneading and printing, haven't they? They can't be going, I'll just leave this to rise for a bit and I'll call in and request, you know.
And you play your own music at that time?
Yes.
Does it matter really what gets played at that time?
No. But then that's the wonderful thing about Triple R, is that I can play literally whatever I want.
Mm.
And so it literally doesn't matter if I accidentally play the wrong thing on my iPod. You know, and I meant to play the Will Oldham Williamsburg Horror by Jeffrey Lewis, and by mistake, I played Baby Got Back. It's fine.
We've got any of that coming up.
I'm sure.
Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back, maybe we can
play. Yeah. We used to. I did a show years ago with Mick Malloy where there were so many songs we had to play, there wasn't enough room for sketches. So we decided to do what you occasionally hear rumours that some stations will do this. Cut out a verse and chorus.
Yes, really?
Yeah. Create a shorter
Breakfast
version.
Breakfast Edits.
Now, you might think that
what?
That's called Breakfast Edits.
Breakfast Edits.
Oh, radio is evil to the very core.
See, it sounds like it's evil, yeah. But think about this. Wouldn't you like to hear a single verse chorus version of Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams? We got that thing down to 53 seconds. And we got nothing but thank you.
Well, call me crazy, right? But I think you could cut out the middleman and a lot of trouble simply by not playing any of that song.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I think we're sick of hearing about that first real sex string back in the Summer of 69. What have we got coming out?
I heard he played that until his fingers bled.
Right.
That's how he tells it.
Yeah. You should have kept going. Let's have a bit of In Excess, and then we'll be back to back some stupid questions of Daniel Kesson on Get This on Triple M. Never let you go here and Get This on Triple M, where Daniel Kesson is with us, one of the world's best stand-up comedians, it's fair to say. But what's the story, Daniel? I don't think you've ever filmed one of your shows. There are no Daniel Kesson DVDs.
No. There are none of them.
Just playing hard to get?
Well, I'm an artist. That means that I'm fairly contrary.
Right, so copyright menus will just soil the act.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a mix. I can't really be arsed with it. And also, I don't know. I'll do it at some point. But I prefer the idea of recording, of maybe recording a show on vinyl. I really like that idea. So that'll probably happen at some point. But it's a mixture of contrarianism and just being very easily distracted by other things.
Well, your new show, It's the Fireworks Talking. We've been, raving about the poster because you're just a dot on the horizon. That's not the usual approach for the comedians.
Yeah, it's an awesome poster.
What about the show itself? What's it about? What's going on?
It's awesome, isn't it?
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's it. Love.
Awesome from the get-go to the let-go. you see, it's a tricky thing, this, for me, because I'm sort of, I'm probably not naturally inclined towards sort of trying to get people to come and see my show.
No.
Sort of, particularly, without wanting to sound offensive, people who listen to Triple M.
Oh, okay.
So, I thought I'd be a bit rude about them, and that'd be a test, you see. And
oh, okay.
The people who heard that, I went, oh, yeah, I see what he's doing. I do listen to terrible music. I'll probably go and give him a go anyway.
Oh, okay.
They're fine. But people go, how dare he? I'm going to write a furious letter. They should probably not bother.
Or furious MySpace comment.
Yeah. I'm going to write a livid blog. I heard Daniel so-called Kitson.
But I love whenever there's an article about you or your show, they'll always go, sometimes he might be swearing at people. Sometimes he might be reading one of his nice stories.
Yeah.
It's like the two poles with you.
People seem to really struggle with the fact that you might not do exactly the same thing all the time. You know, call me mental. But for example, in the case of all the bakers, they don't always bake, you know, bread, do they?
No, that's true.
They sometimes bake tasty little pastries.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, lovely pastries. Yeah. So I like to think of some of my shows is pastries, and some of them is loaves.
Yeah, come for everyone.
Yeah.
Another thing you'll always read about you is that you're addressing subjects and concerns not necessarily tackled in the stand-up comedy genre.
Yeah, I'm pretty dangerous.
Nonsense.
I'm pretty dangerous, I'm afraid. I'm too dangerous to even talk about the concerns I address that aren't normally addressed in the stand-up comedy arena.
But I guess it makes it hard for people to, you know, steal your gear.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I suppose that's probably because I talk about sort of loneliness and existentialism and love and optimism and despair.
Right.
But I think everyone talks about those in various ways. It's just quite often people shroud those concerns in talking about the difference between cats and dogs.
Airline food obviously covers a lot of those that you mentioned.
Yeah, of course. It's so tiny. It has to be. It has to be full of existential despair.
And are you loneliness? I mean, that's something most comedians would know a fair bit about. Do you have an artist's garret where you sit with a quill in hand, penning your lonely material?
No, I've got a two-bedroom flat. It's very comfortable.
Well, I'll tell you one of the concerns you addressed in last year's show.
Yeah, go on.
This was a great topic. Things that are really good that only a few people know about, then everyone finds out about them, and suddenly they don't seem as good anymore.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I'm doing these secret late night gigs as part of the part of the festival, and Susan Carboni, and what's the name of the bloke who does the thing in the Age with her, the terrible diary column?
Is it Loris Money?
Those two people are the very epitome of hate, aren't they?
What have they got on you?
Oh, well, they've first of all, Carboni about 4 years ago came up with the awesome idea about having an article about comedians with beards. which, to be honest, did not warm me to the woman. And then I saw her talking loudly at the back of a gig while trying to get off with an American comedian. And I thought, well, you are scoring all manner of shit.
Did he have a beard?
No, he didn't. But he did have an implicitly... I can't possibly say that. but it was very implicit. And they've taken it upon themselves to tell people about this secret late-night gig, and they've gone, well, it's not secret anymore. Look at what we've done. Well, I'll tell you what you've done. You've ruined something. You absolute... I can't possibly say that.
Say beep. Love a bit of beep on the show. Yeah. All right, things that only a few people know about, but that are really good. Mm. There's a lot of those about. We're going to canvass them next.
I think everybody agrees that destruction is by far the best, complete destruction is by far the best solution.
This around the nation. Who are we saying not any of it go to end? Daniel Kitson. Daniel Kitson is with us. I wanted to talk about this subject. Good things that very few people know about. Something I occasionally mention on this show, it's something that not a lot of people know about, is a show called Mr. Show, sketch comedy show, made in America in the early 90s. And I see one of the two blokes who do that show, David Cross, Tobias from Arrested Development, is a big fan of yours. Is that true, or is this just fluff in your press release?
That shouldn't be on there. I mean, it's true, he thinks I'm great, but then I think he's, you know, quite good, so it's a bit awkward. No.
Oh, it's in one of these documents I've got here.
Oh, yeah. The document.
Here we go. I'm not
wrong, Dad.
Look at this. Here we go.
It's one of these documents. He's just pointing at the internet.
Here we go. There's a guy nobody knows about yet. He's a young guy from Yorkshire called Daniel Kitson.
That's me.
And he's honestly the funniest comic I've seen in my life. Seeing him was the first great stand-up experience I've had since Chris Rock's Bring the Pain special. I want to do anything I can to introduce him to a US audience. Since David Cross at Entertainment Weekly, 2004.
Yeah. 2004 was a good year.
Yeah. You were really young then.
Yeah, God, I was young. Christ, I was so young. And entirely from Yorkshire.
Oh, that's correct. But that show, Mr. Show, have you seen any of that program?
I have, I thought it was okay.
It's one of those shows.
I've got friends who really, really love it and who did a lot of, oh, you'd really love it. And that, I didn't really, I quite liked it.
I was confused by it at first, and then I got the DVDs and watched it from the beginning. Some of them only make sense if you watch them from the beginning, but you've seen a bit of it on YouTube, haven't you?
Yes, I like it a lot. And the book, apparently, about the show.
It's one of the best shows about making a show and doing it the way you want to do it.
Have you seen any of Aaron Sorkin's Studio 60?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a new thing.
Yeah, I've only seen one episode, first episode.
How have you seen that?
Illegally.
Illegally.
Downloaded
Xbox. Illegally.
You know it.
Using Microsoft equipment illegally. Well, I'm sure Mr. William Gates is fine with that.
Yeah, all your bank details apparently.
Not at all. He's not a dollar. He's not a dollar, you gentlemen.
Well, listeners who call this program claim that, you know, when you're using Microsoft software and the little...
Richard, they claim. This is
Richard.
Because also the...
No, that's not my theory. But I would imagine that they... I know... I think that all the things you Google, they're put into a database next to your name. Because they always have, they always remember the list.
That is very awkward for me. But because I have Googled my own name with a combination of horrific words.
What will be in your file, Mr. Barton?
Teabagging, skirting,
Sanchez, might drift through.
No, but the little thing, what is it, the hourglass symbol? You know, it's turning and you're waiting for nothing.
Right.
All your bank details going to Bill Gates, according to our listeners.
That's why I have a Mac, because then all my bank details go straight to Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that, because he's got the surname Jobs, which sounds a bit like Jobby, which means poo.
Stop that! Who's laughing now?
Yeah, exactly. In your face, Jobs.
But hang on, what were you saying about the Aaron Sorkin show? Is it good?
Well, I've not seen it, but I absolutely adore the West Wing. That's literally my favourite thing of all time in the world. And my friend John, who lives in New York, he has seen his new thing. What's it called again?
Studio 60.
And he says it's great, but it's not got the same sort of inherent level of heroism as the West Wing has, where it's just it's sort of really good people just being good for the sake of other people. Whereas in Studio 60, it's just about making a TV comedy show.
Exactly.
It's not as, you know, we're going to change the world for the better, and you put a funny nose on. You know, it's not fine.
Well, isn't there two of them? There's one called
30 Rock.
30 Rock, and the word is that that's better than Studio 60.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
But we haven't seen...
He's seen 30 Rock a little bit.
What's your verdict? Illegal.
Illegal? What's your illegal verdict? You lawbreaker. Can't believe you've been breaking the law in the name of Triple X.
Just in the name of the love of cats, leaning backwards into a sink.
That's my love. That's my great love.
Look at this, actually. I did some work last night. These are all the phrases that people think their cat is saying in English.
Now, hang on. In what sense is this work? I did some work last night, and I've got a list of phrases people think their cats are saying.
Well, I'm about to say it on here, so that's right.
Text and document. Now, not that you're paying for anything.
So, do we want to? Yeah, okay. I love you. Mama. Three people think their cats can say hello. You. I love you. That's very popular. The best, the most kind of, the cat with the most speech says yum yum, all the live long day, oh my dog, and oh long John.
Right. And then these cats are saying things like, I like Woody Allen's earlier funnier film.
How many of them are saying, stop listening to me?
None.
I'm literally just riffing here. I've not thought any of these through. Don't take it out of context and put it on a radio program.
Not on the national radio, please.
And my cat's piece remaining. I didn't understand that.
Mr. Marsden, what's something good that very few people know about?
How about the natural enemy of the cat, the bird?
Oh, really? People know about birds. What are you talking
quite
about?
A lot of people know about birds.
A particular style of bird called the Willy Wagtail. But like so many cats eat them because their nests are very low to the ground. But they have this amazing thing if a whole bunch of their babies have just hatched, they'll get very protective. So if you walk near their nest, they will then feign injury on the ground and flail about picking up dust, pretending that they've been injured. So you'll go over to them. So they sacrifice themselves for their babies.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
And no one knows about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Rather touching, too.
Yeah.
Wrong show to do it on.
Completely shits on this show.
Now that you've said it, though, the word's out. The game's up.
Yeah.
Willy Wagpie.
I'm not going to fall through any more.
The acting will have to be really good.
Yeah.
Now, the birds that they sound like when you've got a half full box of matches. And you shake it. That's what they sound like.
No, it's beautiful.
Long tail, yeah, waggy-wag, that's why.
A bird that sounds like a half-full box of matches. Can you top that, listeners?
Long tail, waggy-wag.
Give us a call. Tell us about something good that not enough people know about. Have a word to Daniel Kitson. All at the same time. 1-3-3-5-3.
Was Big Country. With In a Big Country. Featuring guitarist, folk singer, Stuart Adamson, who hung himself in Hawaii in 2001. Stuart Adamson was in the Skids.
And reading that information off the notes provided for announcers.
No, I just knew that.
Well, here's maybe something you don't know about, good things that very few people are aware of. Who's going first?
Hi, Shane, how are you?
How you going, guys?
Oh, good, mate. Good. What do you?
Love the show.
Oh, thanks, man. What's going on? What do you got for us?
I reckon I've got a dog that if you blow on its face, it sounds like it says piss off.
Is the dog close by?
It's just one of those things. I'm sure everybody does just to annoy the dog, but.
How can you say, I reckon I've got a dog, but if you blow on its face, it says piss off? Surely you've done the experiment. You've not just looked at the dog and gone, there's something about the way that dog looks that makes me think, if I blew on its face, it would be needlessly profane to a canine. You can't just make assumptions about dogs. It's a bit racist, to be honest.
And you don't have the dog there. It's just cowering under a stairwell.
How very convenient.
I didn't think anybody would ever ring up anybody ever told me. Somebody
this
that's something ridiculous
you're
feeling
a
drunk.
Well, now the nation is aware.
Next time, anytime you want to call back in, Shane, with the dog, you're going to get
it's something away. Ridiculous.
Maybe he's spent his whole life just walking around blowing on dog faces. Not you. Where is the prophet?
Thank you, Shane. Nice talking to you. Hi, David, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are we going?
We're excellent. What's going on?
Oh, man, look, I've got something I reckon even David Edinburgh would be shocked with.
Oh, yes?
What value in the wildlife is, I really don't know, but I have a nest of willy wagtails in my home at the moment.
Yeah.
And they can actually just fly, but they're still living in the nest. And what they do, I've been watching them, if they know that you're watching them, they'll land on the ground, they'll fluff their feathers up, and their tail will drop to the ground, and they'll run across the ground, and they look like a mouse, a little mouse. So, I don't know how they do that.
They're
just hamming it up. They're just camping it up.
I had no harm. I didn't want to take any harm to the little birds. But then you think they're a mice. You want to kill the thing.
I've got no problem with birds, but if I see a mouse, it is dead. It's dead as soon as I see it.
He wants it.
He wants it.
Well, no, he does, but...
Have we got more animal cruelty on the line?
I don't know if he does. That's an excellent...
I don't know if he does, but I'll confirm that on tomorrow.
Well, thanks very much for your take on things. A peculiarly angry man with birds.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Tony!
Yeah, g'day, guys. Good, thank you.
Good, mate. What's going on?
I've got the assassin bug, which is a very clever little thing. It knows that termites, given the problem we got in Victorian housing with termites, it knows they drag their dead back to the nest. So it'll dangle the dead one out by the nest, and then when another one comes to grab it, it gets them.
No,
just a little sideline. I'm thinking of breeding them up and then selling them at the flea market.
You dress the termite up like a ninja.
And then wear a cape.
Have we got anything that isn't to do with the animal world?
Let's see. Hi, Guy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good, man. What bugs have you trained?
Deadwood. Deadwood, the TV series.
It's the greatest show. Didn't they talk about it, you know, fighting the swearing
Well, Daniel's saying it's not as good as the West Wing.
It's not as good as the West
Wing. But the West Wing doesn't have the high swearing quotient.
No, but in place of the high swearing quotient, it's got honour. And, you know, call me a samurai, but that's what I go for.
There's not a lot of honour in Denver. I mean, it's really, how would you describe it to someone in language fit for radio who hasn't seen it before? God.
It's a cowboy show with sex, violence, a couple of fart gags, dead bodies, it's history, it's educational.
There's a lot going on.
I think you're reaching now, to be honest. It's educational. If you watch four episodes in a row, you become immortal.
No, there's a lot going on in Deadwood. It's basically about what happens when you set up a town where there's no system of law and order whatsoever. And basically it's left up to the former Lovejoy, Ian McShane, to keep things under control while running a brothel at the same time and trying not to be fed to the pigs.
Yeah. You see, that sounds more like a hilarious sitcom than a drama.
No, we're right behind you, Guy. We know what you're talking about, but if you are renting the DVDs, have the profanity filter set to on.
Mm-hmm.
Then there won't be much left.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Dan, I'm just going to say, you saw your show a couple of years back, Tales for the Wobbly Hearted at the festival. Thought that was one of the most amazing live stand-up shows. Well, not really stand-up because you were sitting down for the whole thing, but it was just a really amazing idea for a show. Just a thumbs up.
Thanks very much.
Everyone should see you as Robot Chicken.
Oh, right.
It's such great animation. It's absolutely brilliant. I think Tom Green is one of the writers.
Oh, okay. And what happens? What are the, like, is it like a serial or is
it's not, it's, no, well, there's sort of ongoing gags throughout each episode, and sometimes there'll be, longer skits which will go for like maybe 5 minutes, and then there are ones that go for 3 seconds. And there was one where, Lindsay Lohan is battling it out to become the master of the universe, and Sean Connery is sort of her teacher, and he just has one great line, "I'm not drunk, I'm Scottish."
Okay. I'm guessing, Daniel, you don't have the Robot Chicken DVDs at your house?
No, I don't. But I think that man's probably entirely right about everything because he said that thing about my show. And, and it would have been much easier for me to believe that if he'd not put the racist joke from that. the back of his story about it being the funniest thing.
I don't know what the story is with Robot Chicken, but I do know it's always on in the IT department. Getting big yaks. There's a bloke looking at Robot Chicken, and when I walk past, he's quickly soldering something. They've downloaded it all. Thanks to everyone who called us up with a well-kept secret. I don't know whether we want to embarrass ourselves in the presence of Daniel, but we might have some singing.
Oh, good times.
Oh, dear. That's going to be next. I'm here.
I just remembered, I didn't Missy Higgins win an ARIA for Breakthrough Artist, Best Pop Release Sound of White?
How did you know that, Daniel Kitson?
I just know shit. I also know that she got the ARIA for Highest Selling Album for The Sound of White.
You're a fount of knowledge.
Also, she's got four legs.
Yeah, that's right. You have to airbrush them off the album cover.
Yeah,
but weird fact.
Thank you.
Here's a fact. What about capril? Have you ever heard of that for an idea? Wear a cape to work.
I think that's a phenomenal idea.
And it's slowly catching on.
Yeah.
At first, people just didn't really take to it.
Well, we didn't have any way for them to enter.
No, that was true. We didn't have an email address to send them a photo.
Yes, so it's hard for people to really take to something when you can't possibly find out if they've taken to it or not.
That's right.
It may have swamped the nation. There may have been capes left, right and centre. You just go, no one's doing it. Just look out the window, there's loads of them. Well, there's no one on my computer doing it.
Well, it's because we so many of the things we say on the show are lies. But are you ready for this, Mr. Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Button boy.
Yeah.
People think sometimes that we're lying, but...
Maybe it's the way we're taking the piss. Maybe it's the lot not having this. Maybe it's the lot might just give April a miss.
Yeah, hang on, that sounds just like me.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
What do you want?
Is that some kind of cape?
Why, yes, it is.
So what's the idea?
And
it fits.
just roll it round my neck.
And once you're getting round in a cave, in amazement they will gain.
Nelson Riddle Orchestra got in here in time. Hey, we need to hear some real music and then we'll be back to wind things up in a moment. I'll get this. It'll be Miss Free Love, Hoodoo Gurus here at Get This on Triple M. Know anything about them, Daniel Kitson?
Not specifically about them, but just from the sound of that record, I'd say that's probably the live version. And then in brackets, I'd say 8739-10, close bracket.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't? It's time to get out of here.
I'm happy to bring incompetence everywhere I can.
It's the Fireworks Talking is the name of Daniel Kitson's show. In break, and I personally recommend it. It's on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Athenaeum Theatre. You might want to book some tickets. It may well be coming to your town. Who knows whether something will come out on DVD? We're hoping so.
No DVD, no film.
And only on weeknights, I hear. Is that true?
Yeah. No DVD, no tour, no drive your Saturday night.
Oh!
I'm really willing to do this.
It's a top night out all the same. And thanks to everyone who called in. And thank you for sitting in for the whole hour, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Our key phrase today, you know what? I reckon it's just all the words that Daniel asked us if he could use it. We had to say no.